Realms of peril and glory will begin after these short messages.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
We'd like to thank our patrons, Abby Cole, Leroy Cassidy, and Michael Kubiak, for their support in making this series possible. If you'd like to join them and get ad-free listening, bonus shows, and a lot more, then head over to patreon.com/lightandtragic. Welcome one and welcome all back to Realms of Peril and Glory. My name is Zachary Fortescom and I will be your game master today. We are playing, of course, Liminal. The game is by Paul Michener and it is distributed by Modiphius. We are, for the first ever time for this show, doing a series in person. And from...
We're touching each other.
Starting from the person being touched the most to the person being touched the least, introduce yourselves.
It's me.
Yeah, there we go.
Hi, I'm Naomi Clark, and you can find me at Naomi Thinks It, where I'm the sad girl under your bed. And I'm playing Freecard Monty. He is a sorcerer from the East End, living his life and eating chips.
Incredible. Who's the next most touched?
Hi, I'm Liz Campbell, and I will be playing Mags Holt, who is a werewolf.
Excellent. And finally.
Hi, I'm Pip Gladwin. I'm the least touched, and I will be playing Declan Buchanan.
Incredible. Last we left off, you all traveled down to Shadwell under some advice given to you by Vance Karma, owner, operator, and Fey Lord of the Catacomb Club. You went in search of a lab that created a drug known as Dragon's Breath. After searching around through the local population for some tips and getting some chips in the process, you found Monkswood Labs. There, you met an individual called Pietro Volkov, who offered to sell you bricks of Dragon's Breath, and after confronting him about who could possibly be selling in Brixton, things went south, and Pietro pulled a gun on you. As always, at the beginning of every episode, we have a London fact for you. Naomi, please take it away.
So obviously the Tower of London, a very famous jail, but did you know it once had a polar bear that swam in the moat?
No way. Is that real?
Yeah.
What was the polar bear's name?
You tell me.
Yes and, yes and, yes and.
Derek.
Okay, so Derek the polar bear was not the only like resident. So it started with King Henry III and he got given 3 leopards, which we now think were probably lions, but he didn't know any better.
Okay.
And they're on his crest, which you will now see on football kits, the 3 lions.
Oh, wow.
Because of the lions.
Wow.
And so there was 3 eagles, 2 pumas, a tiger, a jackal, lions, leopards, and also the elephant and a polar bear.
Wow, that's...
The elephant did not last long because Tower of London is not a great place for an elephant.
No. Funny that, no.
Do you think they all were friends?
Yes.
Let's find out in today's episode of Liv.
London facts.
If that's not what the episode about, if that's not what the episode is about, Zach, I'm going to riot.
Okay, Pip, get the riot gear ready.
Yeah.
Thank you for
that. I brought
that.
My water cannon.
No.
Sorry.
Thank you, Naomi, for that London fact.
London facts, me.
Could everyone please roll me initiative? That is an awareness check, please.
I don't expect you to let me do this.
Okay.
Love the preamble.
Yeah. So
probably,
I'm just...
Probably just don't bother then, Liz.
No.
I have quick reflexes.
Yes, you do.
And on that, for one will, I can go first and take an extra action in combat before anyone else.
Ooh!
So I wonder...
Before the gun.
If I can do so before the gun.
Yes, you can.
Hell,
I feel like that's completely within the
that
rules.
That is completely
of the game. Like,
within the rules.
That doesn't feel
I would
like
be I wouldn't feel right with myself for denying you that. That is what that skill is for.
Hardly a surprise round. He's pointing the gun.
He is pointing the gun at you. So can I get an awareness check? You obviously will go first, Max.
Yeah.
Then can I get the next?
I have an 8.
8?
I have a nerf.
9, okay.
That's a 9 for our
non-French speaking listeners. Well, first up is going to be Mags.
Right.
What do you do?
Well, this guy's just shot at me.
He is about to shoot at you. He's okay. About to pull the trigger. You can tell with your keen reflexes, this gentleman is about to shoot a gun at you.
Okay, well, I immediately dodge to the side.
Okay.
And I'm going to pick up one of the science equipments that I was sniffing. And made me very angry for some reason.
Oh, full of red stuff.
And chuck it right at his face.
Excellent. I'd love you to just A, quickly roll me a melee, but also I would love for you to just roll me knowledge, like an education, to know what you're throwing.
Yeah, let me start with education. Snake eyes.
Great. Carry on.
I got a 9.
So yes, you do successfully glass and bottle this individual.
Great. Well, I feel good about me.
Roll a d6 plus 2, please.
6.
Excellent. Next up is going to be Pietro, who is going to square up and you scream in your face. Now this red is embedded into his skin through the glass.
This boy high on his own supply.
You have overdosed him. You have given him so much and injected it directly into his blood flow. You don't think that he's going to be standing for very long, but in that time he is going to fucking ruin you. And he's going to square up and he's going to shoot you. Oh, fuck. That's going to be 6.
His werewolf hands are too big for the guns.
Roll me athletics to avoid it. Athletics.
8.
Yeah, so he shoots you, but with your quick reflexes, you dart out of the way and you are missed. And the bullet just pings off another piece of equipment. It in fact impacts with a gas tank, which starts...
Oh, Christ.
And you see it's right near a Bunsen burner, so some shit's about to go fucking down.
Good shit.
Great. Next up is going to be Monty.
All right. So, technically, I'm a magician. Technically.
Yeah. I can't deny that.
How long have I got before this goes, before things are really fucked sideways? Like, are we talking, like, a couple of rounds, or are we talking, like, imminently?
You've got 2 rounds, max.
Okay, cool. You know what? I'm gonna send this boy to sleep just a little bit because otherwise I'll be really sad that I didn't get to use my magic.
Sure.
So I'm gonna flip out my pack of cards.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say, "Should stay in the club if you wanted to dance." And I'm gonna throw a 3 of clubs that then turns into a cursed spell right in his face.
Oh, oh my god, that's so cool! So, how does that work?
So it's law versus conviction.
Ooh.
So my law is pretty beefy, but that's not a good roll. So I get a 9.
You do it. He only rolls a 7.
Cool. So he takes 5 points to his will.
Oh, wow. Nice. He's not down, but he is not looking great on will.
Great. I assume that's my turn. Otherwise, I'm going to...
You can also move 30 paces. So if you want to bolt out of here, you can.
I think I'm going to... If it's okay, I'd like to just turn the Bunsen burner off.
Yep,
that just for a hot second.
Fully reasonable. yep, that is fully reasonable.
And I just look at the Bunsen burner and I'm like, not yet. And I turn him off.
Yeah, you
soon.
You turn the flame off. So.
A little bit more gas, baby.
You turn the flame off, and so there is not an imminent threat of this place exploding yet. Next up is going to be Declan.
Awesome. How many actions does it take? I will have started doing this. Uh-huh. How many actions does it take for me to get all of my money?
I think that was happening.
I don't think I wouldn't have spread it out, and I'm assuming they gave it to me. And you know,
even if
like,
you swept it like into a car,
like it's not all just in like loose bills. It's
roll me in athletics.
Yeah, I'm super athletic. You can tell from the way I describe my character.
You can tell by the way I fan my money.
Yeah, that's a 7.
It'll take your full action.
I do it.
Yep.
Bad news.
That's fair. That's a lot of money. It's $5,000.
I do it. I just snatch up my $5,000 and I'm like shoving it back into the inside jacket pocket, like looking up at Max, literally dodging bullets twice now. This guy's fired this gun. I think, you know, one of them, then the it's hitting stuff near Declan. And he's just like, oh, fucking shit. Like grabbing his money. And then I guess seeing that Monty's like turned off the Bunsen burner and that we're not about to necessarily explode, I will move. I'm not going to close with this guy because Mag seems to have this handled for now. I will like start to come around the other side. Hopefully he'll keep his attention on her, but I'm like starting to flank around.
Yeah. Roll me stealth.
That's a 6.
He absolutely clocks you.
Yeah, fair enough.
Quick, steal his drugs.
He is I'm gonna have to figure out what he's gonna want to do, but we are back at the top of the round and it's Mags.
Great. Okay, I think now a smart and rational human being would
not be in this game. Go off.
Not yeah, that's fair point, fair points, but would probably desist or change the situation or exit. I think the minute it's kicked off, Mags is just kind of seeing red. So against Liz Campbell's better judgment. So is this guy on the ground or what have you done to him? You've just taken his will.
I've made his brain go to goop.
So I think while he's kind of reeling from whatever the hell just happened there, Mags is just going to kind of like just lean forward and just this kind of almost primal kind of growl just starts coming, and she's just gonna shoulder check this guy as hard as she can to knock him into the table of equipment.
Please roll me that melee. Unarmed.
It's good.
13.
Oh, it's very good.
You check him into the into his equipment and it bursts him. Roll me whatever your damage is, please.
6.
Oh boy.
So you shoulder check this guy and he collapses into his equipment and like he is cut up from broken beakers and he is burned from like a lit Bunsen burner that's away from the gas and looks devastated by this. He does, however, like pick himself back up and is going to transform into a werewolf.
We needed to put him down before he did that.
He is going to and he is going to go and rip at you.
12.
He goes to rip at you with his claws out and you manage to dodge out of the way quickly enough. And next up is going to be Monty.
Okay. So, it's surprising. There's a dog in here now. Seeing this, in the room, is there a large piece of furniture?
There's a desk.
Cool beans. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a taunt, I think. I'm going to try and get this werewolf, if that is what he is, to come to me, and then I'm gonna try and set him on fire. That's essentially my plan.
Yeah, do it. Roll me a taunt.
I'm not book smart.
No, this is great. Yeah. This is great. This is great. This is great.
This is great. I can't die. So you do.
Yeah.
11. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Sorry.
I go. Yeah, puppy.
You see this werewolf.
So rude.
that's their word.
So derogatory. You see this dog just like eyes at you, predator eyes, like.
So I'm going to slowly push things onto the floor in front of it and like basically get it to stalk at me.
Okay.
And then I'm going to turn the bunzer on and just like hold it in the gas stream.
Okay.
It's been a lovely game, guys. Thank you, Zach. Thanks for coming around, guys.
No, it's cool.
And just as I'm doing that, I go, Declan, get behind the table.
It's amazing that you've been so insulting to both of us in this single round.
It's one of my skills.
Could you roll me in athletics?
Sure. My athletics is no, so I may kill us all. Is a 7?
One can spend will to increase.
One can spend will to increase
just
their die roll.
Just state that random rule.
But one has to want to.
Does one want to expend a will to increase
their
dice roll?
The thing
roll?
Is, if I spend one will, I can add 4 to that. So,
why?
Because I have an artifact.
Great, do it.
So it's an 11.
So you drop this furniture out of the way. You stream the gas and you angle it right towards the werewolf, who lunges at you. And as it leaps, you put the Bunsen burner in front of it and just a flamethrower out. And this puppy like just screams.
It's a shame it doesn't smell like wet dog in here, isn't it?
Roll me a D6 plus 3.
6?
Yep. Okay. This dog just like screeches and then just like goes into fight or flight response and just leaps out a window. What?
It's a shame I had chips earlier. If I'd known there was going to be hot dogs.
And leaps out the window and bolts down the street away out. And you are left with a burning gas canister in this flat. Would you like to leave?
Yes.
Mags is at the window going, where the fuck you think you're going? Where the fuck you think you're going?
We grab Mags by the back of the neck. Yep. Neck.
Just run.
You run and get downstairs. You manage to get further down the street before.
And all of that drug is just aerated.
It smells. Yeah.
Shadwell's about to get real angry.
Oh, yeah.
And you take down the street. What are you guys thinking, doing? What is happening?
Well, I think that went rather well. Should we go after him?
I think you're both insane, and if you're still alive in the morning, I guess I'll see you then. And I'm gone. I would like to disappear. I'm in a part of the city I'm not supposed to be in, and we just blew up the top of a building.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yep, Declan just away.
I'm out.
Flits away, out. What are you doing?
What is Liz doing, I think, is a better
question. Liz, what are you doing?
Okay. I think Mags is convinced by what has just occurred that Isaac's bad news. So I probably need to go back to talk to my pack. I don't know if my new friends wish to come along to that or not.
Well, Declan's not there.
Declan's pissed off. So.
I've gone home. This wasn't a good day.
In which case, I'm going to turn to Monty and just, I think Mags is calming down, but still clearly quite agitated. Just being like, it's that Isaac guy. He was at the club. I saw him at the club with the wolfsbane.
Right, so I'm not really sure what we do next. We go to, we find him.
I think I need to tell Owen. I need to tell my pack. I don't, you had people to tell stuff to.
Yeah, got to tell me Nan, I guess. Wait a minute. We duck into the chip shop.
Yeah, you hop up the road into the chip shop.
I'm like, Charlie, use your phone.
He hands you this like cordless phone.
We call the Nan line.
The Nan line, yeah.
Call old Nan back at the Barker Estate. Yeah.
1-800 yum yum tasty birds.
Caca!
Crunch.
Hello, it's me, Nan. Leave a message after the screech.
Good shit. So,
you dial through and you hear your Nan's voice.
Hello, darling.
All right, so...
Yeah.
Don't be a little bit mad, but...
Why would I be mad? What have you done?
It was a small altercation in Shadwell.
That's so cool.
Looks like some werewolf shit.
What? I hear the werewolf with you. Have you got one there?
I'm just breathing heavily over your shoulder.
No, this is Margaret.
Is Margaret a werewolf? Be honest with you, Nan.
Hold on. You're a bloody werewolf. I take that as a yes.
I think she might be a werewolf, love.
Yeah, so hold on. Is it you? Is it like your... She said Isaac. Who's Isaac?
Fucking Isaac.
Wait, I'm going to put it on speaker.
Hello, love. Hello. This is Nana Barker.
Be polite.
Hello. Is this Margaret?
Hello.
Hello.
You wanna just tell her what you told me? She's really chill.
Get like Declan's voice echoes in your head, just going, "You don't fuck with Nana Barkham." And then lots of talking about people getting turned into birds.
I'm based down in Lambeth. We were looking for the source of the dragon's breath, and
have you found it?
There was a guy,
Pietro Volokov.
His lab's been destroyed, so I guess we probably solved that for the moment. But it seems to be the Wolfbane pack that are
What he did to puppy boy.
Yeah.
Nanabaka saying a slur to werewolves on the phone.
She's old. Like, everyone's grandparents are like a little bit racist. It's fine. It's not fine, guys.
It's not fine. It's not
fine. I don't know how they...
Have you got proof of that? Have you got something that we could take to the Peter Division?
Just totally... there was a lab, but it,
Oh, you can go back to the lab and get something from there, yeah?
When the fire goes out, maybe?
Right, so, I said there was an altercation.
Alright.
Maybe I minimised it a little bit.
Alright.
It was a fire.
You blew up the fucking lab.
Look, I didn't...
I don't lie to Nana Barker.
You had one fucking job.
There was a gas leak. And a werewolf.
And you blew up the lab?
Look, we'll go and... I'll get the bloke and we'll turn him in. All right?
All right. Well, look, don't look for him tonight because you got to get home. The ones are here. And look, chances are it's going to be harder to catch a werewolf at night. So I wouldn't go hanging about London. You missed the last tube home, all right? You say Shadwell?
Yeah.
It's right near us.
Just walk.
Yeah.
You can just walk home.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. Right in our backyard. We didn't notice that. That's bad.
I'm like, I don't even know what... I'm just like, I guess so.
It was very nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you too, Margaret. You said you're part of the Lambeth werewolf little
yes.
buddies.
Yeah. Yes. I'm... Yeah, I'll...
All right, Nan, love you. Bye.
I love her.
You had one fucking job.
So nice. You're so sweet. I mean, turns like first scene just turned a guy to a bird forever.
That's it. Yeah.
Like, but it's one fucking job.
Yeah, it's goodbye. Then you just hear the sound of a canary being throttled.
She doesn't have a phone.
No, she just picks up a bird. Hello?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
Look, I gotta get home. I gotta make beans on toast for like 12 kids. But you know what? Here's my address. You pick me up in the morning, not like early, but like in the morning, then we'll fucking pick up Dickie Boy and figure it out.
I've got a job thing.
How much does it pay per hour?
Minimum wage, but I'm hoping to get London living.
Look, yeah. I've got a cousin. Hook you up, no problem.
Max immediately thinks that sounds super dodgy.
Yeah, it does, correctly. Yeah.
Look, I'm gonna need to speak to my people.
You gonna be all right, or you need me to come provide the muscle? He says, flexing.
Aww. No, thanks, Monty. I appreciate the backup. They're family. They'll understand.
Bex, there's going to be another order of chips to go, if you don't mind.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can have some chips.
I give Mags a bag of chips.
Yeah.
And then we go our separate ways.
Excellent. Okay. So you're heading back to the estate.
Yep.
And you're headed back to Brixton?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's your plan when you hit Brixton?
I don't want to do too much out of the party, but I do think that I probably would
have a conversation.
Talk to Owen, yeah.
You're going to go talk to Owen. Yeah. Okay. Fab. Where are you headed? What are you doing, Declan?
Declan is going home. Yeah, I think just gets back to the correct side of the river as quickly as possible. And which hits an off license on the way. Get a bottle of whiskey.
Get your problems.
Back to Camden. Yeah. Straight upstairs. Whiskey on the table. Whiskey in a glass. Cigarette. Whiskey. And then I think if you'll allow me, Zach, and I'll take this again if this isn't cool.
Okay.
Reaches into his jacket pocket and pulls out one of those bricks of dragon's breath.
Oh!
Having scooped it up while he was grabbing his money.
Yes, yep.
And just chuck it on the table and kind of stare at it. I feel like we have a large sample of this. And my head is just like, I could call somebody, maybe get this. And like, I'm not an analyst, but I used to know people who
absolutely.
I can maybe find out what's in this shit.
You get, as you chuck that on, you're kind of like, yeah, you could call someone. You get a ping on your phone, actually. It starts ringing.
Yeah, I'll answer.
Hello, Mr. Buchanan. You mean a Masood?
Yes. Hello.
Yes, I'm just calling for an update. How did today go?
Yeah. We identified at least one laboratory where the stuff is being cooked.
Right.
I have a sample and the laboratory has been destroyed.
You have a sample?
Yes.
I would love to get my hands on that.
Sure. Now?
I'll come to you tomorrow morning.
All right, tomorrow morning it is.
Yes, we can get that analyzed. Yes, look, one of the imperatives of this mission is we want Lambeth Cooperative Society on board. We want, this is a trial run of sorts to gain the trust of the Cooperative Society. So I want to instill in you that we need the utmost professionalism when it comes to dealing with their hierarchy.
Right, of course. And who is we again?
My client and I.
Hey, can't blame me for trying.
You're like, yeah, I'll trick her.
Would you like more information about my client? Is that what you need to carry on with this job?
Yes, useful to know who you're actually working for.
Very well. You are working for a group known as the Divine Sisterhood. Now, I trust that you will keep that under your hat, Mr. Buchanan.
It's just in my brain. It's like, is that like a joke about my antlers?
No, I
you can't tell. you've not heard of the
not heard of them. Okay.
Now, I do not intend to tell you more about the specific people or our goals or much more than anything of that, but trust that we have the utmost faith in you and that our objective is to help London.
I'm getting really big MLM vibes here. Like, for me, this feels like the Divine Sisterhood is Gaslight Gatekeep Girl Boss, like, quite heavily. Is that not what anyone else is picking up?
Picking up something, but they paid me £5,000 and they promised me another £5,000.
Yeah, they you get the next £5,000 if you buy their products and then you sign up 6 friends.
Okay. Oh my God, we're the friends.
Fuck. Yeah,
it's a pyramid scheme.
Look, I just want to confirm, you will receive the payment of the following £5,000. When we secure a firm piece of evidence of the whomever's involvement it is with this drug that we could give to P Division, and it is indeed irrefutable evidence.
I wish that somebody had said that earlier in the piece, and I wouldn't have destroyed them.
It's all right.
Oh,
understood. I look forward to handing off the sample in the morning, if you don't mind. It's been a long day.
You have a fantastic evening, Mr. Buchanan, and I will see you in the morning.
Good night.
Good night.
Fuck. Resist the urge to, like, immediately leave and run around trying to find out who those people are. It's like, oh, you gave me a name? You gave the name of your organization to a person who investigates shit? Yeah. For a living, and then like, oh, I'm not going to tell you anything else about us. It's like, I don't need anything else.
Yeah, fuck
I
you.
Have the name of your organization. Like, I having said that, I have immediately forgotten what they were called. Can you say it again?
The Divine Sisterhood.
Divine Sisterhood. Cool. So they're like a sort of
Spice Girls cover band.
Damn it.
Sorry.
It's much better than what I was going to say. I also can't spell. That's it. That's my. I resist the urge to like run out and start talking to people in pubs about the Divine
immediately,
Sisterhood.
Yeah.
And I think I drink myself to sleep.
Very good. It is about 11 o'clock at night, and we're going to head over to the estate. You arrive back at the estate, Monty. You hear, it's 11. They need to be in bed. But you come up, you're on street level, and you hear. Like screaming children. Like,
oh, I think that like these children are not like well supervised enough to have a bedtime. Like, I really think that that is the situation. Like,
absolutely.
This is really like, if the government paid for child minding, that would be great, but they just don't. And there's just too many of them and not enough of us. And all of like the adults in this situation are working jobs that take you late and have long hours. And there's just like, you just have to kind of make do with what's available, and what's available is other teenagers. So, who funnily enough don't have a desperate need to police a load of 6-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're doing the best they can, but like, they're still like a flotilla of teenagers.
Can you roll me an awareness check quickly?
Sure. Is it social awareness?
Every time you reach for a slightly larger dice, I get so excited. and then you just grab the tiny ones.
Why?
My awareness is a 6-7.
You got a 7. You don't notice as you walk up to the building.
How many pigeons are actually old friends?
You hear, you actually feel a wet crunch under your foot. And you look down and there is a dead raven.
What, oh, spaghetti, yeah. I pick him up and I look him over. Same lad.
Same lad.
Does he still have his head?
Nope.
Ooh, Nana's been hungry today.
Doesn't look like Nana did this.
Right, okay.
Looks like this bird's been hacked up with some claws.
Yeah, okay. This is dog versus bird.
Yeah.
Violence. It's a whole menagerie in here and I think, fuck. I give the, like, things are no bueno call, which is essentially like, right, everybody inside, it's fucking, it's the end of the day, I'm not messing about. but there's something in my tone that immediately sends
kids
like
take it seriously.
Like people, the swings are immediately emptied, and like it's just like everybody sort of cracks down.
A little bit of that, like, do not take me for a conjurer of cheap tricks, Gandalf shit. Like, oh, okay, I'm listening. Yeah.
I put the kids like in their rooms at the very least, and close the door. And I think when I come back out onto the walkway, I think Nana Barker's probably there, and I'm like, yeah, I think shit's maybe getting a bit. I don't think this is just like lads on the corner. No more. And I show her the...
They left that for us?
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, it's kind of lucky that I stepped in it and it wasn't one of them. And I nod my head towards the door where inside you can hear the faint sound of CBeebies. 11 p.m. It's CBeebies after dark.
Yep.
Well, darling, I know you're not our oldest, so this might be relatively new to you, but it's good for you. It's time to go to war, love.
I think that is definitely like the vibe is like, oh shit. I'm like, I want to make you proud, Nana.
You are making me proud, love.
I don't want to be the one to say it, but I'm maybe not the most capable, and also maybe not the most delicate.
Well, look, you're gonna have to learn that eventually, and now's the best time to do it because we need you. You're stronger than all them. They got their powers, but you and I, we're the ones.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna be around forever, am I? So one day you're gonna have to take over.
Don't say that.
It's the God's honest truth. It's the God's honest truth. So,
I don't know what we'll
look,
do without
you, I'm not
you,
going
Nana.
Anytime soon. I'm not going anytime soon. But you're going to have to learn, all right? Now, get yourself to bed. Get a good night's sleep. And tomorrow, we'll sort them out, all right?
All right.
All right.
And I give my Nana a hug. And I go inside and I'm like, if I catch anyone out of their bloody piss... That'll be the end of it. And you hear like the screaming of like, as everybody like runs back under the covers. And I'm like, right, bedtime stories, it's off if you don't get your shit together. I say to a kid in a nappy that's like wandering around.
Everyone, we've got to go because they're not going to do bedtime stories.
Yeah. And I put all the children to bed and I turn off CBeebies and it's quiet for like what is possibly like the only 3 hours of the day where it is not like absolute madness in here. And I think that like I pull myself like a fucking glass of juice from the fridge. It's like pot noodles and a glass of juice. And I feed myself and then I quietly crawl into my pit. You know, like avoiding toys and clothes. And there's like, and I do like a little bit of picking up and putting stuff in laundry baskets and shit. And then I roll myself into bed in the same clothes that I was wearing when I got up and I pass out.
And we will travel westwards and southwards down to Brixton. And Mags, you emerge out of the tube. You know that Owen actually has his flat off of the main high street.
Right. I think... When Mags kind of left Monty and Shadwell, like, you know, the adrenaline was still going. It was all very, you know, it was exciting and terrifying and all that. And just, you know, that feeling you get where, like, everything is kind of electric. And as she's been sitting on the tube, it's just kind of dissipated. And now she's just feeling kind of tired and cold and starts thinking more clearly about the conversation that she's gonna have to have. I think she gets out of the tube and kind of takes a moment to go sit on one of the walls across from the tube station, probably with the other people, and just eat the chips that Monty gave her, which are now probably a bit cold, but
yeah,
just kind of
London State.
Yeah, has a little sit down, dreading the conversation that's probably gonna come with her. And yeah, after... I think she can't delay any longer. kind of stands up, strains out this ridiculous outfit that's now definitely just destroyed, and makes her way over.
Amazing. So you head to the flat, and you do you push the buzzer?
Yeah, if that's our usual.
Yeah, you push the buzzer, and the buzzer, zzz, the door opens, and you know to walk up to the flat. You hear that you walk up the stairs, and you see that the door is cracked open. Can you roll me an awareness?
He's dead, Jim.
Is this danger sense?
No.
Aww.
I love how much of a spoiler that is. Like, is it yeah. danger sense? No. Ah, cool. I'm not worried then.
13.
You hear as you come up the stairs and you see that the door is open, partly ajar, and a figure darts past the door, runs, and you hear a door on the other side of the room shut. And you climb up the stairs. Do you want to push open the door?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just say, I think probably the open door didn't necessarily twig Mags because, like, people, like, the pack kind of goes in and out on things. It's really, in many ways, the quiet that is more the most suspicious thing here.
Yeah. You push open the door, and you see in the kitchen, carnage. Just ripped apart, like, and claw marks down everything, and on the floor is lying, eviscerated and part transformed, Owen. And next to him, covered in his blood, cut up, Cyrus. Still alive, Cyrus.
I'll go to Cyrus, I guess, and kneel down.
He is just gurgling, still breathing, and you actually what he just you see like this burning anger in him, and the red eyes as he swipes out at you, but he's so on a come down that he can't even get at you, and with those piercing red eyes we are going to end today's session. And we will find out what happens next time on Realms of Peril and Glory.
What?
Please, could you guys all tell people where they can find you, starting with Naomi?
My name is Naomi Clark. I'm the sad girl under your bed, and you can find me all over the internet at Naomi Thinks It.
Hello, I'm Pip Gladwin, and you can find me on Twitter at Pip_Gladwin, and in other places, just Google my name. And if you click images, if you just put my name in and then click Google image search, scroll down like 8 pictures. This is a really embarrassing photo of me when I was like 16.
We're doing it now.
I genuinely wouldn't know that was you.
Right?
That's shocking. Good news is there's a lot of photos of Doctor Who now.
Oh, really? I hadn't checked.
There's some, at least. There's like Jodie Whittaker and
yeah, I'm Jodie Whittaker, yeah.
Partway down. That's really interesting. I wouldn't even know that's you because you don't have hair.
It's true. I don't have hair anymore. I used to.
And
it's
a beard.
It's migrated.
You were born.
Also, my teeth were fixed. Somewhat.
And you can find me on the internet at Liz X Campbell or under Naomi's bed because she's under mine.
I don't know. Okay. that makes a lot of sense because I have really been like hearing some things at night that, you know, that keep me awake.
I'm a night laugher.
There's nothing more terrifying than a night laugher.
You can support the show by heading over to patreon.com/lightandtragic. That is, of course, going to be the best way you can get ad-free listening, bonus shows, and a whole lot more. So go head over. You can follow myself personally on Twitter and Instagram at ZachFG. That is ZACKFG. And that is everything that I've got for you guys. So thank you very much and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.